Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you.
And also with you.
Unless the Lord build the house, those who build labour in vain. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in meeting today we recall and commemorate the 100th anniversary of the foundation of Northern Ireland. Let us come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to draw near to the throne of God in penitence and humility, to pray for ourselves and for all who seek to better our common life through public service and Christian citizenship, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him in the pursuit of his heavenly realm. The hymn, Sweet is the Work, My God, My King. Let us confess to God our share of the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for his children.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbour as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love and care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. God of our past, God of our future, from whom all authority comes. On this centenary of the opening of the Northern Ireland Parliament, we pray for today's Legislative Assembly and its executive. By your gracious help, may it give Northern Ireland good governance. May it serve with integrity and seek the common good, that all people may live peaceably and grow in respect for one another. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the first book of Kings, chapter 3, beginning at verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness and in uprightness of heart towards you, and you have kept him for his great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am only a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people who you have chosen, a great people so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, because you have asked me this, I have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. I now do according to your word. Indeed, I gave you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honour all your life, and no other king shall compare with you. If you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your life. Then Solomon awoke. It had been a dream. He came to Jerusalem, where he stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. He offered up burnt offerings and offerings of well-being, and provided a feast for all his servants. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 100.
Be joyful in the Lord,
serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence in a song. Be sure that the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us not only ourselves, we are his people, and the sheep of his.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists that God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you wish to have no fear of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive its approval. For it is God's servant for your good. But if you do that what is wrong, you should be afraid. For the authority does not bear the sword in vain. It is the servant of God to execute wrath on the wrongdoers. Therefore, one must be subject not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. For the same reason, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, busy with this very thing. Pay to all that is due to them, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to those revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honour to whom honour is due. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn. I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is spectacular that in a world population of over 7 billion, each one of us is unique. It tempts one to wonder how the world can manage to stay afloat and avoid ending up in chaos. We are all so different. When it comes to someone being elected or appointed to high office or ascending the throne, a term that comes to mind is a safe pair of hands. At least, that is when a person is considered not to rock the boat. And so often we are more comfortable with the familiar. Whether or not it is a complimentary or pejorative term may well depend on our own understanding of the word and our opinion of the particular person. But when the safe pair of hands throws off that mantle and turns out to be an adventurous and prophetic leader, there is a wonderful charm and excitement about what might happen. In the present world of politics, it might just turn out that President Joe Biden, considered by many a safe pair of hands, may well turn out to be far more adventurous than people originally thought. One could look back on Pope John XXIII as fitting that bill. He was a former diplomat. The elderly man was considered a caretaker pope on election, but he went on to give an exciting life to the Roman Catholic Church. Indeed, his influence spread across all churches and indeed further. Other names that come to mind are Mikhail Gorbachev and Angela Merkel. Gorbachev was a loyal and true blue member of the Soviet Politburo, and Merkel had a leadership role in the East German-controlled Free German Youth. Both were considered safe pairs of hands, who went on to show the world what imaginative and prophetic people they were. It was exciting watching them develop and blossom in their roles, and how they attempted to improve the lot of their citizens. Closer to home, King George V comes to mind as we observe in this decade of centenaries the 100th anniversary of the state opening of the first Northern Ireland Parliament. June the 22nd, 1921, was the day that the Government of Ireland Act, effectively partitioning Ireland and establishing the first devolved government in the United Kingdom in the newly formed Northern Ireland, came into practical effect. It was a day of celebration for Sir James Craig, the Prime Minister designate, and his Unionist supporters. Perhaps less so for the Nationalist people of the new six-county state. In coming to Northern Ireland to deliver his speech, King George V was putting his life and the safety of his wife, Queen Mary, at risk. Prior to returning to London, he told Craig, "I can't tell you how glad I am I came, but you know, my entourage were very much against it. According to historian Dr. Raymond Phoenix, the king saw his role that day as much more than engaging in pomp and ceremony. He was keen to do what he could to improve the lot of his subjects. The king was determined to broker peace and help bring an end to the bloodshed, while the IRA held off on an attack because they wanted to hear what the king had to say. King George V told the assembled politicians, "I pray that my coming to Ireland today may prove to be the first step towards the end of strife amongst her people, whatever their race or creed. In that hope, I appeal to all Irishmen to pause, to stretch out the hand of forbearance and conciliation, to forgive and forget, and to join in making for the land they love a new era of peace, contentment and goodwill." While he described his hopes for peace, 2 days later, the IRA blew up a train carrying 113 soldiers, over 100 horses and 4 officers of the King's Mounted Escort. The explosion happened near Adavoyle Station, south of Newry, resulting in the deaths of a railway guard, 3 soldiers and 50 horses. The attack did not derail Parliament, however, which sat for the first time in Belfast City Hall, before moving to the Presbyterian Church's Assembly College, where it remained for the next 10 years. It subsequently moved to the new purpose-built Parliament buildings, where it sat until 1972, when it was prorogued amid the rising tide of violence at the time. An inherent weakness in the parliamentary system set up in 1921 was its dominance by a single party. Unionist MPs outnumbered nationalist and republican representatives by more than 3-1. In more than 50 years, the only piece of legislation successfully promoted by the opposition was the Birds Protection Act, Northern Ireland, of 1931. T.H. Newark noted that Northern Ireland did not have and would not have the healthy interchange of parties, now in office, now in opposition, which was not only healthy for the state, but for the MPs themselves. On the 22nd of June 1971, the Parliament marked its 50th anniversary. The Times newspaper noted that this was celebrated in subdued style. Unlike 50 years previously, the Queen's speech was delivered by the Governor, Lord Grey, and not in person by the monarch herself. Responding to the speech, the Prime Minister, Brian Faulkner, said, "Ulster Unionists must aim to govern with the consent and acceptance of a far wider majority than is constituted by those who elect the governing party." The civil servant, Sir Kenneth Bloomfield, noted that this was the first time a Prime Minister of Northern Ireland had openly acknowledged weakness in a system that had operated for 50 years. Unfortunately, before any substantial progress could develop from this, Northern Ireland was overtaken by events, culminating in the suspension of the Parliament in March 1972. What was intended as a stopgap period of direct rule extended to some 37 years, save a brief period of power sharing in 1974 following the Sunningdale Agreement. It was not until 1998, following the historic Good Friday Agreement, that all political parties contested elections and took their seats in a legislative assembly, which eventually led to the establishment of an inclusive power-sharing executive the following year, which has continued on something of a stop-start basis ever since. A century ago, Northern Ireland was making plans to welcome our monarch with unparalleled scenes of enthusiasm, as Major Shillington put it when describing the scenes in an address to the Northern Ireland House of Commons on June the 23rd, 1921, the day after the King's visit. Obviously, COVID restrictions have curtailed what might otherwise have been large celebrations this year. Although a low-key event, it was an extremely photogenic night on Tuesday past as the centenary of the opening of Northern Ireland's first Parliament was marked. Stormont turned blue for the occasion, while Belfast City Hall invited King George V and his wife Queen Mary back into the building for a reenactment of the British monarch's famous speech. The actors playing the King and Queen joined Belfast Lord Mayor Councillor Kate Nicol at the special event to mark 100 years since the royal couple visited the iconic building. The event also saw the unveiling of two royal chairs used by the King and Queen in 1921, which have undergone conservation works. Causeway Coast and Glensborough Council headquarters in Clunavon was also lit up blue to mark the occasion on Tuesday night. Reflecting on the King's speech of June the 22nd, 1921, Mayor Richard Holmes said, "A century later, and those words of King George V are as prevalent today as they were in Northern Ireland's first Parliament. All those in political leadership must ensure that justice and respect is not a one-way street, and politicians across all shades of opinion should work together for the common good." In recent days, a new First Minister and a reshuffled executive have taken office. In the midst of the political uncertainties of the present, it may be that sooner or later there will be further changes in personnel. It seems that a major task that falls to government and a heavy burden that lies upon it is that of responding competently and wisely to those unforeseen and unforeseeable crises and opportunities which constantly recur in the life of nations. So our prayer for this executive and future office bearers, and for the Legislative Assembly from which they will receive both support and criticism, is that they may each be blessed with wisdom. Expertise enables one to handle well what is predictable. Only wisdom equips one to handle the unpredictable, to deal competently with whatever twist or turn of events may affect the life of the province. In today's Old Testament reading, we heard of when King Solomon succeeded his father David on the throne of Israel, and he prayed first and foremost for the gift of wisdom. He prayed as one who knew not only that wisdom is necessary for good government, but also from what source wisdom comes. "Where shall wisdom be found?" asks the book of Job. "Where is the place of understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is within, and to depart from evil is understanding." To pray for wisdom is to pray that, come what may, one may be held together as a person, with heart and head in balance, seeing oneself and others in just and proper proportion, knowing oneself, however eminent, in Northern Ireland's life, to be still neither more or less than the creature and child of God. To pray for wisdom is to pray that despite all pressures and temptations, one may become and remain a person for all seasons. As we enter into another century of parliamentary activity in Northern Ireland, let us hope and trust that this will be the private prayer of all Assembly members, as well as the prayer of others, like ourselves, on their behalf. It is the heart of the Christian gospel, says St. Paul, that in Christ all things hang together. This was never more eloquently expressed than in these words of Martin Luther. From faith flows love and joy in the Lord, and from love a joyful, willing and free mind that serves one's neighbour willingly and takes no account of gratitude or ingratitude, praise or blame, gain or loss. As our Heavenly Father has in Christ freely come to our help, we ought also freely to help our neighbour through our body and its works, and each should become, as it were, a Christ to the other, that we may be Christ to one another, and Christ may be the same in all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's Word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The hymn, "Put peace into each other's hands, and like a treasure, hold it." Let us pray. Almighty God, you promised through your Son Jesus Christ to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church in all the world, for its unity and mission, for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for all in this group of parishes, especially those recently confirmed. We pray also for the parish of Drumbeg, remembering the rector, the Reverend Willie Nixon, and all Christian leaders. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray that we may work for peace and embody Christ's ministry of reconciliation. By the power of the cross, help all who sin to repent, and all who have been sinned against to forgive, that peace and reconciliation may come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those whose discipleship brings them into places of conflict and risk, and those who help to demolish walls of mistrust and prejudice. Channel the strong desire for peace among many people into useful and constructive ways of peacemaking, and bring your own rule of peace among those created in your image. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who stand alongside victims of hatred and sectarianism, that your church may work unceasingly for human rights, equality, and justice in the world. We ask that you will awaken each one of us to the responsibility we have before you for those who need the words of peace and of love through Jesus Christ, which we have a sacred duty to make known to them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for Elizabeth, our Queen, for the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and the government, for the First Minister, Paul Given, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive, for all peers and members of Parliament, and members of the Legislative Assembly. We pray also for President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. May the leaders of this and of all nations be given the courage to choose good and reject evil in accordance with your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who display courage in upholding justice and in preserving peace throughout the world, especially in Syria, Israel, Palestine, South Sudan, Yemen, Eritrea, and Myanmar. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick, remembering in particular Terence Hazley, also the suffering and bereaved. We especially remember those among us who bear physical and psychological scars from the past. May Christ so enter the hearts and minds of all victims that frailty may be made good by his strength, and bitterness by his total and victorious love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sovereign, wise, and gracious God, in whose hands lie the past, present, and future, we acknowledge before you our failures, our divisions, and the hurt we have caused you and one another. Forgive, restore, and heal us. The events of partition and formation which took place 100 years ago on the island of Ireland changed, shaped, and determine the outlook for the place which many of us call home. As we reflect upon those times and bring to mind what happened then and in the years since, we acknowledge before you our different and often polarized interpretations of history. As we travel onwards in our journey, may we learn from the experiences of the past and from those who trod these roads before us, so that the inheritance we pass on to the next generation is the gift of understanding, peace, and hope. In faith we pray and humbly ask, in the name of him who is the light of the world and giver of all hope, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The hymn, All My Hope on God Is Founded. Let us commit ourselves to responsible, living, and faithful service. Will you strive for all that builds a peaceful society?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of the past?
We will.
Will you work for a just society for all?
We will.
Merciful God, may we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we mark the centenary of the opening of the Northern Ireland Parliament, grant to us a true sense of what it is to be your people in the world. We ask you to so guard and guide all who reflect on the past, all who lead us in the present, and all who shape our future, that we may model our society on the image of Christ and to his glory, in whom we trust and through whom we pray.
Amen.
Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honour everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. The hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
We thank you for joining us online at today's service. Sunday next, there will be an online service from 10 a.m. Also, services in church at 10 o'clock in Annahilt and at 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. Thank you.